Consider the following discrete model.
Blog Talk Radio, we are live and we are on your airwaves. It's your boy, Andre Harris, and I am here. I am for you. I am with you. And I invite you to tune in and turn your radios up. Anywho, welcome to another episode of the Brothers Podcast. We have three hosts with the most, and as they jump in, we'll make sure we bring them right on into the conversation for today. I'm excited about today's conversation as we go into what I would like to call a warranted discussion on unwarranted press. We all know there are so many people who use social media to scandalize somebody they don't like, to lie on somebody, to start gossip on somebody. And we are trying to get to the bottom of why this is becoming such an end thing. To our listening audience, we are excited that you guys are tuned in on tonight. To those who are tuning in for the first time, we say welcome to the Hangout Spot. For those of you who are not new to this but true to this, we love you and we thank you for tuning in each and every week on Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who are catching the replay on iHeart or on Apple Podcasts, we are grateful for you too, because at the end of the day, you could have anything else scheduled on your podcast, but you're choosing to listen live into us. And we are so grateful for you for tuning in each and every single week to the Brothers. We are so, so glad that you are tuned in. Speaking of tuning in, let me introduce one of my co-hosts all the way from Charm City, where you got to be most careful. It's your boy, Maurice, in the building. Holla at the people.
What's up, people? Listen, you're going to start with this. You got to be more careful before I be to your house with a baseball bat.
See, that's why you got to be more careful with the people who live in Charm City right there. So I'm just saying, when you was in Chocolate City, we didn't have that problem. But now you in Charm City and you want to show up to the crib with a baseball bat. I'm just saying.
And I wasn't even in Chocolate City. I was in Prince George's County.
I'm sorry. Well, when you were with the prince,
you know, I gotta say it
royal,
like that.
When you were with the prince in the royal court,
in the royal court,
you weren't as violent as you are now that you're in Charm City. That's all I'm just
City.
Saying. You know, you pulling the Alice and wanting to come on a brother. But we'll welcome Maurice to the broadcast. Let's get right into hot topics, bro. Jermaine Jackson.
Hold
son,
on. Whoa, with Jermaine Jackson? Okay, which one? Your Majesty? Okay, go ahead.
Jafar will be playing his Uncle Michael in the biopic.
Get out of here. Jafar? Wait a minute now.
Jafar.
Is Jafar and Your Majesty, is those the ones that are actually his... about to be messy. Are they... And they the lady
you?
That was married to Marlon. Were they the lady that was married to Marlon?
They are the kids of the lady who was married to Daddy Uncle Marlon.
The cousin brother.
Yeah, yeah. They're
okay.
The cousins of the family.
Oh, this,
the brother. The brother.
Okay.
He's one of the brothers of Jermaine's crew.
When
will
is
be
this
playing
biopic?
The biopic is being filmed. They have not, I don't believe they have released a date yet. Let me check this out real quick to make sure.
And
I'm
going
off with the Hollywood Reporter said, but Antoine Fuqua and Lionsgate are behind the project. They don't know exactly how much of Mike's life is going to be. It's not clear on the show, but the accusation, even leading up to the accusation, but at the end of the day, Clark is going to be playing Mike. The photography will begin in this year. The future portion announcement this year. It's probably not going to air until the end of this year, maybe next year, but Catherine Jackson is excited. Catherine says that Jafar embodies her son, and it's wonderful to carry on Jackson's legacy of entertainers and performers.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see how it turns out. Fuqua is very excited, and Jafar released his debut single "Got Me Singing" in 2019. I don't remember listening to it, but I'm just saying he released his single three years ago now.
He released a single saying "Got Me Singing."
It's called "Got Me Singing," and it was released three years ago. In three years
ago.
I never heard I ain't heard the song yet in 3 years.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay, so I wonder what happened to Michael's other nephew's 3T. Tito son.
He got the Tito. They went to the background.
Well, you know, that could have happened too.
I'm just saying, you know, we're going to have to do a Jackson show. We're talking about all the kids. You know, Janet got one now. I wonder how he's going to be working out back in the next couple years. But I'm just saying, you know. We got a lot of Jacksons, I tell you. I'm excited, but I'm just like, Lord, listen, I just hope we're able to do one biopic and call it a day. Because if they come out with another Whitney anything, if they come out with another Whitney, Jesus is going to crack the sky, and Whitney going to be the one riding on the cloud coming back down. they will not let Whitney rest, this poor lady. I just want them to let her rest. Robin Williams been dead for Lord knows how long now. They ain't never did a Robin Williams biopic.
Never did a biopic, right.
You know what I mean? Marvin Gaye's
been
dead for eons. They ain't never did a Marvin Gaye biopic. Rick James been dead for 100,000 years. They done held his biopic for 17 years. You know, Tina Marie dead, no biopic. Who else died and ain't got a biopic? Y'all got a lot of people that done died to choose from. Red Fox dead, no biopic. Robin Harris did, no biopic. Hell, Bernie Mac did, no biopic. If you wanted to go gospel, pick one. Andre Crouch did, no biopic. You can pick which Hawkins you want. No biopic.
No biopic.
You know, it's a thousand, it's 100,000 whinings, no biopic. Like, pick somebody
else.
Yeah,
we don't get a Ron Weiner biopic. Yeah.
Thank you. Like, pick somebody and do a biopic on them that somebody else that didn't die. You know, they got artwork with a lot of people. Heavy D did, no biopic. You know, pick somebody else and do a biopic, for goodness sake. Poor Whitney ain't rested since they put her in the ground. And half of y'all did Whitney so bad that I'm quite sure she could reach down from heaven to smack the piss out of you, because y'all did her so bad, it's ridiculous.
Right.
You know, if anything, do a tribute concert. Prince, dead, no biopic. Apollonia, dead, no biopic. Pick one.
Yeah, now that one, I would love to see a biopic of Apollonia. No, Apollonia's not dead. Vanity,
I'm
Denise Matthews. You done killed Vanity.
I apologize. Praise the Lord.
Vanity is still alive.
It's a lot of people in no hell. Pretty long. Dead. No biopic. That was sale.
Yo, we are not getting an Eddie Long biopic. Why would you do that to us?
That, because it will be one of the most watched biopics on television. They did one on Marvin Sapp, and I'm still trying to understand that.
Because we never would have made it. I never would have been there.
You want to pick somebody who live in? Hell, Jussie Smollett. No biopic. That'd be a good biopic.
I lied.
It could be called Live from the Closet.
He wasn't in the closet.
I'm sorry. Live from the Empire.
Right.
Pick a biopic. I don't care. Who else y'all do one on? Please let Whitney rest for 2023. That's all I'm saying. Her and Bobby Christina. Let them both rest for 2023. That's all I'm saying.
Can we get a Bobby Christina biopic?
Hell to the no.
Why not?
If you do one on Bobby Christina, you might as well do one on Nick Gordon, too.
Yeah.
You can call it Passed Out, Part 1 and 2. Like,
I can't with you. I can't stand you.
Pick some of these churches. Pick some of these preachers. Paula White still living. Do a biopic on Paula White.
The Paula White.
You can call it Trump. Trump from the book.
Who's going to play Paula White? Carol Burnett. And speaking of Hot Topic, they are doing a 90th birthday celebration for Carol Burnett.
Look at God. See? What better way to celebrate your 90th birthday than to play Paula White? She preached like she 90.
Okay. What's that?
You could do a Joyce Meyer biopic. She's still living.
No. I cannot.
I'm just saying. I'm sick of Whitney. our prayers go out to our friend Ricky Smiley and his family and the loss of his son. They still have not announced how his son has passed, but Ricky Smiley's son has passed on.
How old is his son?
Brandon, and he was 32 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Prayers out to Ricky.
Yeah, Ricky has been very vocal about the situation. I am loving the fact that while the family has requested privacy while they mourn, Ricky has been soliciting prayers, and he has also been keeping his and the community at large are aware of with each day. Video and then
bro, can you fix your headphones? You keep going in and out.
That we want to hear.
We want to hear everything that you're saying because we want to make sure that we get it all clear.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Are we better now?
Yeah.
Okay. That could be because I'm also make sure that the his eldest son Brandon has said at the age of 30 on Sunday, his son passed away, and Ricky went straight to the airwaves on Instagram and recorded that he was on his way to Birmingham to be with the family. And solicited prayers for the family, and from there, they have been just keeping the family or keeping the public in the loop of what's going on. So I'm definitely praying for Ricky Smalley, one of the greatest comedians in my eyes, that has graced the microphone, really hoping that the family pulls through, and I really hope that the people are praying during this time instead of being nosy, as us folk got a tendency of doing when somebody passes away.
Prayers and hearts go out to Ricky Smalley.
Speaking of death, Laverne from Laverne and Shirley passed away. I believe it was Laverne.
No, it was Shirley. It was Cindy Williams. Penny Marshall had already. She passed away, I think, in 2020, who played Laverne. Now we got the other lady who played Cindy Williams, who played Shirley.
Okay. So Shirley has died in joint Laverne in the sky. So we pray that you guys keep also in prayer. And I pray that they are able to resolve. They're able to handle what needs to be handled without any issues, like the Presley family is continuing to go through. At this time, I wasn't trying to be rude. I was just saying, you know, she joined Laverne and Shirley are reunited back together again.
Reunited back together again.
So they are now around the heavenly in the heavenly TV doing a reunion show. But nonetheless, the people want to make sure that you guys continue to keep them in your prayers. As we know, it has been a difficult season for the entertainment world, and we are only at the end of January.
We're not even at the end of January.
Yeah.
Seems like we had more deaths this month than we did in December.
Listen, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Everybody has either, and the funny thing, I mean, the interesting thing about this is people are passing away due to brief illnesses. Like, it wasn't even a long illness. It was brief. Like, it was sudden, and then they passed away. So we're definitely praying for the family.
Go ahead.
I have an interesting hot topic. So Smokey Robinson will be releasing a new album called Gasm.
All right.
So let's see. Let me see how old Smokey is. Let me just Let me go see. Let me go see. Melky Robinson. 82 years old.
Yeah, he's close to 100.
82 years old. And he wants you ladies to know out there that he knows how to give you an orgasm. matter of fact, let me look at some of the songs. It's only 9 songs on the album. I thought was very interesting.
Only going to be 4 in the concert.
it's 9 songs. It comes out April 8th, and the songs are Gasm, How Make Me Feel, I Want to Know Your Body, I Keep Calling You, Roll Around.
Wait, who wrote these songs, Jacquees?
If We Don't Have Each Other, You Fill Me Up, I Fit In There. Number 9 is I Fit In There.
Okay, Smokey. Smokey been hanging around Tank.
The first song is Gasm. No, the first song is Gasm. That's number 1, but yeah. So, ladies, listen. You ladies who love you some Smokey, you older ladies, you young ladies who love you some Smokey, Smokey's new album is going to bless your life, I promise you. And some of you men, Smokey's going to bless your life, okay? At 82 years old, I just wanted to let y'all know, go around, run out and get you Gasm.
And it's Smokey Robinson and Friends. He's collaborated with the likes of Elton John, James Taylor, and John Legend.
On this album?
That's what it says. Unless I'm looking at, unless we combine 2 CDs in 1.
Yeah, ladies, get this album, Smokey Robinson.
This album is all Smokey. I do apologize.
This one is Smokey. Yeah.
I just didn't know who wrote the song.
It just reminds me of when Brian McKnight had that one song. Yeah. Let you know, I have to find the name of the song. But it talks, he in detail discusses how pleasure a woman can possibly make her do, have a wonderful orgasm with liquid coming out of her.
This CD will really have a hold on you, and you will be able to see the tracks of your tears by the time you get them.
You better tell the ladies. Smokey is cruising. He is cruising.
He is cruising. And he is not bringing the tears of a clown.
Not at all.
He's doing everything he can to be with you.
Okay. Ladies, get it now. Get your album. Listen, I want y'all to tell me what you think about the album, too. Can we get a lady to listen to Smokey Robinson? I was going to say Smokey Norfolk. Oh, Lord. No way.
Ooh. He will need you now, and if he was singing something like
this. Okay. Ladies, listen. As you listen to this podcast, please go and, listen to Smokey's album in April. And I want one of you all to call in and just give us your replay of how the album was. What do you think about it? Because we want to know. Okay.
Speaking of singers who love to give Gasm, R. Kelly has 10 of his charges in Chicago dropped by the prosecutor. he got 30. I don't think ten more charges is going to give him any chance of getting out earlier.
He got 10 more charges?
No. They dropped 10 of the Chicago prosecutor decided to drop her 10 charges. Because she said he already got 30 years, so if they gave him these charges from these other 10, even if they gave him a year for each 10, for each charge, she said he's already close to not seeing, the streets again anyway, so she decided to drop 10 of the sex abuse charges.
How old is R. Kelly?
R. Kelly, I think, just turned 50, I think. Let's find out.
Looking to possibly get out of jail in 50?
No, he R. Kelly got 30 years. So, how old?
Wait a minute, that's from New York.
Right, he already got 30 years, exactly. He's 56, so he's already looking at not getting out till 86.
Jesus.
If you calculate how long he's been in jail, he'll be about 80, 81 when he get out.
Yeah.
So if she went ahead with the other charges and he got, even if he got a year for each charge, he's already potentially dying in jail, you know, especially if what he has said about his health is true. So, you know, because he didn't have health problems since he's been to jail. So if he's had health problems, most people who are in jail with health problems don't do their full term because they generally pay
right.
in jail.
Doesn't yeah. Right.
Now, didn't he release an album while also in?
Yeah, yeah, he released the album and a baby.
What? Come again?
Yeah, so his girlfriend just had a baby.
Come again? What girlfriend? How old is she? 12? 13?
Apparently she's hit puberty. His wife, I'm sorry. This is the one he married.
Why? When did R. Kelly marry?
Okay, wait a minute.
So, let's see. R. Kelly baby. R. Kelly baby girl is named Ava Lee Kelly. She was conceived through IVF. Her mama name is Jocelyn Savage, and they the baby girl first picture was shown on December 17th on Instagram with the simple caption of the baby's name and time of birth, which was December 8th, 2022. So that's his, and this is his first child with Jocelyn Savage, which is his fiance. I'm sorry.
And will be his last because
not if he does another IVF. Yeah.
Well, that's true. Wow. Yeah,
ain't no telling how many IVFs Jocelyn got saved in that freezer.
Okay.
Speaking of freeze victories, we want to give congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I know nothing about football, but woo!
I can say for the first time ever there will be two black quarterbacks playing for a championship game during Black History Month, with one mother who has a son on each side of the field who don't happen to be black. But nonetheless, we got two black quarterbacks fighting for the ring. If you can pick a team to win, who would you pick?
Say that one more time for that, I think.
If you could,
I don't
pick
know if
a
I heard
team to win.
No, back a little bit. Back. Rewind.
Oh, we got two black quarterbacks playing for a ring during Black History Month with the mother
and their mother
who has a son on both sides of the field, and neither son is black. But nonetheless, we have two black quarterbacks playing.
So their wives are Caucasian?
So we have one mother who happens to be a Caucasian woman, and she has two Caucasian sons, and both of the sons are playing in the Super Bowl. One is playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, and y'all got to forgive me for not knowing their names, because guess who don't really pay attention to anything that's not here? This man right here. But one plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and one plays for
Eagles.
The Philadelphia Eagles, yes. Her name is Donna Kelsey. She becomes the first mother to have two sons play against each other at the Super Bowl. So we got the first mother with two sons playing against each other at the Super Bowl, and we have the first brothers playing against each other at the Super Bowl, and we have the first black quarterback.
Black quarterback.
At the Super Bowl, two black quarterbacks at the same time.
Awesome.
Yeah, so this is going to be this is going to be an interesting Super Bowl. Tickets are selling for like $5,000. for the Super Bowl.
Come again?
Tickets are selling for $5,000. The Super Bowl costs as much as it costs to go to Juanita Bynum's conferences.
Okay. Matter of fact, where is it going to be played? In Kansas City,
Arizona.
Or?
Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be in Arizona.
Well, my prediction...
Next year, they'll be in New Orleans, from what I understand.
My prediction will be...
Your prediction will be who?
That's the Eagles playing, right? The Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs,
The Eagles
Chiefs, right?
And Kansas City Chiefs, yep.
I say Eagles.
All right. All right. I'm going with Kansas City. Not because I don't like the Eagles, but I just feel like Kansas City are going to be a little bit more hungry for this ring than the Birds
mm-hmm.
will be.
No,
you know,
is this Kansas City's first win?
Kansas City, I believe this is their first time going to the bowl.
Going to the Super Bowl? Okay. You know what I mean? I am not a foot. Listen, if you want to talk about sport, you're talking to the wrong one.
I can say that the Eagles have faced a lot of flack over this past 2 weeks about how their offense is cheating. So they will be watched very heavily. Yeah. A lot of people are saying the Eagles' offense has been cheating and so they will be watched very heavily. Kansas City was in the Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl at Super Bowl number one.
oh, wow. In the 40s?
That was in the
1967. Whoa.
Yeah, that was the last time it was in the Super Bowl. Hold on. Y'all got to be playing around, right? No, they're not playing around. Oh, I'm sorry. No. And then they won the Super Bowl in 2020.
Okay, so they won the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Yep, which was 2 years after the Eagles won their first Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is
the
battle
for the Super Bowl.
And the Super Bowl is this Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. And Rihanna will be doing the halftime show. I'm sorry, next Sunday at 6:30.
Next Sunday.
Yep. And Rihanna will be doing the halftime show. And it will be played at the State Farm Coliseum in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay. And
everybody who comes and pays for a ticket will be able to go to the pregame party and tailgate. And they have on that
Monday.
Nice.
That's
Arizona. Yeah. It's a whole week of events.
Nice.
Monday night is the kickoff party on opening night, which is that Monday. You got the Super Bowl itself on that Sunday. You got the Super Bowl experience at Hans Park on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Arizona's going to be lit. Arizona is going
okay.
to absolutely be lit. You got another Super Bowl experience at the Phoenix Convention Center, which kicks off this Saturday and then opens again on Thursday. So they got a lot of events that's going to be going on in the Arizona area. If you have not gotten tickets, it might be a little bit too late. Halftime performer will be Rihanna. You know she's going to mix fashion into her performance, but I think she's going to kill it. Stephen A. Smith, I think she's going to make you bite your tongue, put your foot in your mouth.
Can
you
sing Umbrella, please?
You know, she's definitely going to do that. She's definitely going to do all of her big hits. And then I believe they're saying she has some unreleased stuff that might be popping up from an album.
We good. You know. We good.
Ooh.
Keep us interested, girl. This is a halftime show. You know the gays going to watch it just for Rihanna. If they ain't going to watch it.
They're not going to watch the men in tights? They just going to watch Rihanna?
They might watch the men in tights, but they're definitely going to watch for Rihanna. So give us something good, Rihanna. Don't just be like, oh. This is interesting because I'm surprised they didn't get Beyonce.
B just got picked. B's fees is too high.
You're a little high.
Yeah, B's fees then quadrupled or went tenfold from the last time she did the Super Bowl.
Right.
So I just don't see that happening no time soon. We also want to say safe travels to the 1,000 flights that have already been canceled in light of the winter storm coming through the U.S. Starting today. 300 flights have been canceled from Dallas-Fort Worth. 70 flights have been canceled departing Dallas-Love Field. 80 flights from Austin, 45 from Nashville. First wave of sleet and freezing rain have already went through Tennessee, Kentucky, and West Virginia. Another round is about to hit through Texas and head to Oklahoma. And Little Rock has already received snow. Memphis and Nashville has also received freezing rain. I don't know if it's going to hit the north or not, but I know we've been told to brace for cold weather in Delaware and Philadelphia, so I'm not sure about...
So that means in Baltimore, D.C. area, we're going to get some cold snap. I saw where it's supposed to be 25 degrees, so all right, I'll be ready.
Absolutely. Well, you know, in Delaware, if it get that low, they're going to end up canceling school because our heaters in the school systems in Delaware can only sustain but so much.
No, and we have to have, like, dire conditions for that to happen.
I feel you. Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected a AP African-American Studies course, and it has caused a political war in Florida.
He's running for president. For president. Please go sit down, Ron DeSantis. Shut up.
Think about it like this. The first one they voted in like to grab coochie. This one here just said no to niggas. So what you expect going to happen? I mean, let's just be real with the United States.
I don't mean no harm, but I really hope Hogan decides to run for president of the United States. The former governor of Maryland, please, Larry Hogan, if you're listening, run, okay? Because we don't want Trump, and we definitely don't want no DeSantis. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know, the Republicans can only pick one. So at the end of the day, you know, if one of the three crooks has to run, which one would you put against Biden?
I'll put Trump back up there. He's basically disgraced. His own party don't really want to have anything to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he needs to sit down. Sat down. He needs to sat down. Don't sit down. Sat down.
I feel you. Because
all he's going to do, because guess what he's going to do? He's going to talk about President Biden having the top secret.
Of course. That's all they have on Biden.
Right.
So they're going to do that. But what kind of kills their defense with that is the fact that if you add up all of the classified information that Biden had, it's nowhere near as destructive as the classified information that Trump had.
And he cooperated. That's the difference. So the difference is he cooperated with, you know, he cooperated with them. So it wasn't like, oh, I have this stuff at home. No, he was cooperating.
Right. He definitely cooperated the entire time. Yeah. As it relates to the African American Studies curriculum, Stephen King said on his Twitter page, "Hey kids, it's your old buddy Steve King telling you that if they can ban a book in your school, call your ass to the nearest bookstore or library ASAP and find out what they don't want you to read."
Right. I think it's stupid to ban a book that teaches people about a whole nother culture or people who have been enslaved in this, who have been enslaved in this country for years. It's stupid. It's the most stupidest thing, and people this is who y'all elected for the governor of Florida again.
I already said I had an issue with Florida. Little John and his legal team have issued a letter to Live Nation regarding the annual Lovers and Friends Music Festival. The hip-hop artist has reported that he is threatening to sue the company after detailing his alleged attempts to reach a financial agreement. He said that Lovers and Friends belongs to him, and what he's trying to figure out is how you have been, and he compared the Lovers and Friends Festival with his festival, being that both of them began in May 2022, and that Lovers and Friends kind of has his name all over the words, especially as it relates to hip-hop music and R&B, which is what type of festival the Lovers and Friends Festival is. What do you feel about this? And it's a big lineup. I mean, they got Usher, they got Missy, they got 50 Cent, they got Bow Wow, they got Chingy, Remy Ma, Ginuwine, Chris Brown. I mean, it's a huge.
Little John, wait a minute, who is it again?
Little John.
So basically, the festival is his, and basically.
No, so Live Nation. Live Nation actually hosts the Lovers and Friends Festival. I believe they threw Usher on there as a way of just saying, you know, it is what it is. But Little John is hosting his own festival, which I think is called the So the lawyer compared the fact that they are hosting this festival without Little John, and he said that would be like hosting a Don't Stop Believing festival without Journey, or a Cheeseburger in Paradise festival without Jimmy Buffett. In other words, you're hosting the festival, you're naming it after one of his songs, but he's not on the bill. However, Usher and Ludacris are both on the bill. So Little John is trying to get paid because they're using his song name as the title. I don't see Ludacris on the bill, though. I do see Usher on the bill, though, but I don't see Ludacris.
I don't know. This was kind of tough. So I would like to see the outcome of where this is going to go. Because it's kind of tough. Like, when you're using as a – I don't know. I just want to see where this is going to go.
I feel you. I think it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting case. I do feel they should have at least offered to give something to Little John, or at least give him a guest spot when Usher's performing.
Right.
But, you know, it is what it is. I just don't understand why we do these things in the music industry. I do understand what you're trying to attack or trying to attract on me, but I do believe that there's a way of doing it where it makes things, there's a way where it's more professional. you know, Live Nation definitely could have came up with a different name. Most of the artists, to me, if I'm going to do something that's called Lovers and Friends, it's going to be a huge hip or a huge R&B bill. And most of the artists they have on this is definitely hip hop artists. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting case, to say the least.
Okay. Yeah, that's where I am. That's where I am. It's going to be interesting, though, but like to hear more and see where this is going to go.
Definitely, definitely. I'm going to stay tuned and see how this plays out. I think it's going to be very interesting. You know, I guess it's almost as interesting as Smokey Robinson doing a CD called Gap.
Yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah,
I guess we can move on into tonight's topic. With
yep.
that being said, so tonight we're talking about unwarranted. We are in a culture time where people are using their social media to scandalize people that they have issues with. They're using their social media to disrespect people. They're using their social media to lie on people. They're using their social media to lie about people, not so much as sometimes just lie on their name, but really just talk about, you know, to just say, you know, things has happened that has never happened. And what kind of behooves me or messes me up is that we are quick, cancel culture, I should say, is quick to go after artists and singers and celebrities who do things that aren't right, similar to this. But yet we never go after the people on social media. The question
right.
that I pose tonight is, what do you feel are the reasoning behind, what is the motive behind going on social media to drag somebody because you got a problem with somebody? Now, in my eyes, if you are an adult, then you should handle things as an adult. I believe to lie on social media is no different than to gossip about somebody or to say that, you know, they said this and that, but, you know, you never brought it up while you were hanging with the person. And I'm a person, if somebody talks about somebody and you don't bring it up, then the question that I have is, what did you say while you know, Exhibit A was talking about, you know, said person, what did Exhibit B say to contribute to the conversation? But the other issue that I find to be amazingly odd to me is we're living in a time where people are getting shot for saying lies about people, and yet platforms like Facebook and Bego and Twitter and IG, and I'm quite sure there's others, are blowing up to hear the latest gossip, the latest lies, and it's no longer about celebrities as much as it is now about just people who happen to know people. For instance, you know, I can't tell you how many inboxes I got from once I started talking to a said person about the person. You know, oh, I wouldn't date this person. You know, they do this, they do that, they do this, they do that, you know. And I'm like, if this is the case, you know, your name recently is in their inbox. So if the person is this bad of a person, why are you trying to holler? You know, because I do full background investigation, you know, but then you got others that may just be getting out of a relationship or just ending a friendship or somebody who may have gotten turned down by somebody. And the first thing they do is they go to the airwaves and they lie on the person or they downplay a person or they say whatever they want to say about a person, that much of it is untruthful, made up bull, you know, just to make themselves look like a victim. Are we living in a I am a victim society at this time? Like, are the people of today victims more than they were last year? And if you were a victim, then let's look at what a victim is. A victim is a person who has been wrongly done and has not done anything wrong in their own eyes. So, for instance, if you easily give it up like the wind blows, you technically are not a victim in a case where you may have gotten some but not gotten a relationship out of it. I'm just saying, you know, if the relationship didn't work because you are very controlling, you're not a victim. It didn't work. If furthermore, if you left a relationship, then the relationship is done. To go back to talk about someone that you left, to me, is ridiculous. If you were a part of a church, but you didn't bring no ideas to the table, they couldn't even get you to read scripture, how dare you put your mouth on a church when you walk away from a church? If a friendship didn't work because you decided to do everything dirty that you could do to someone you call your bestie, then the friendship didn't work. Why go back and try to disrespectfully ruin somebody who's done nothing wrong to you? If I'm able to walk away from a situation and I keep my mouth off of the situation, you should do the exact same thing. Now, the conversation I might have with my bestie, that's me venting. So if I have a conversation with my bestie, then that's between me and my bestie. But if my bestie go back and tell the other person what was said, now I got a problem even with that, because now you're starting to hell. But if it's just something where me and you talk, and I know that it stayed between you and I, but this person, every time I turn around, got something that's being said, I have a problem with this. This is unwarranted press. And I believe that if cancel culture can cancel me off of Facebook for saying under somebody's comment that say something crazy like I'm going to give up working in education, if I come underneath that page and I say I'm going to punch you in the face if you do, but I can get canceled for 30 days, why can't you get canceled for lying directly on Facebook?
Well, you know, I'm going to throw my two cents in here because, you know, I experienced that firsthand.
I mean, you're a whole 45 cents.
I experienced that firsthand. And it kind of, the thing I wanted to say something. I wanted to share my side of the story. I wanted to do a whole bunch of things, but I just couldn't find to do it. But I also felt like get on here and tell my side of the story. I'm telling my side of the story to make myself feel better, or am I telling my side of the story to make the other person look bad? And I had to ask myself that question, first of all. And then secondly, I had to realize that what I did, people know what I did. People that were close to me understood the situation. So why do I have to defend myself? I think what people are looking for, we have cancel culture, but we also have a lot of attention-seeking people. People like to seek attention. People want attention all the time. They want to be in the spotlight. So they get on Facebook and they use social media as a way of trying to damage people's character. But if you notice, the moment you do that, like you said, somebody's going to be in someone's inbox or getting to know them because of what somebody else said about them. And someone's going to, you know, want to get to know them because of this or because of that. And so I think what ends up happening for real, is that you can't damage someone's character, or you can't damage someone who has been a great person. We use social media as a target to try to get people on our side. Some of the stuff that I've seen, some of the stuff that I've heard, some of the stuff that I've witnessed, even some of the stuff that I've been through, I feel like people are trying to get people on their side so that they can say victim. Because you don't know the person outside of social media.
Right.
To be honest, like, unless you know them personally, a lot of us don't know these people outside of social media, outside of Instagram and Facebook. So what we're seeing posted or what we're hearing about the person is very damning, but it's also very telling of where people's thought process are. and their attempts to destroy character. People love character assassination. They like to destroy people's character to make themselves look good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, I mean, I guess the problem I have with it is, even if I know the person who's doing it, wouldn't it still make me wrong for not addressing the situation to them?
Of course.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's the issue we have. We have so many people who throw stones, but you know, throw rocks behind their hands. But at the same time, we also got the witnesses who've seen them throw the rock. And instead of saying, you know, yo, you was wrong for throwing that rock, you know, we don't address the situation for what it is.
Right. And I think what ends up happening.
Go ahead.
I think the people, because I think we also have the two sides of I don't want to be involved and I don't want to get involved, but you also have the, hey, look, you know that didn't happen.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you got that, you know that really didn't happen, right?
Absolutely. And then on the other hand, sometimes you also have the people who know it didn't happen, but would still egg you on to go ahead and keep telling that lie because they have an issue. The same person you have an issue with.
Yeah, and instead of going to the person and saying to the person, you know, hey, I have an issue with you. And see, that was my, and see, that's what my issue was, is that I was told everything was okay, everything was all right, this, this, and that. I'm fine, I'm okay, this. And then you leave, you make this whole narrative.
Absolutely.
Like, that was my issue. That was my whole entire issue. My issue wasn't that they told this story, because I know the story wasn't true. But they lied to me and made me feel like they were okay and they were comfortable when really they were not. They were not comfortable.
So how do we resolve unwarranted press? Like, what should the repercussions be? For people that I was just saying, what do you think should happen when it comes to people that are spreading these false allegations? Because it could be handled a number of ways. Like, you know, if I feel like if you are on Bego and this is something where you're recording yourself saying this, you know, there are lawsuits that could happen behind that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's one thing.
Uh-huh.
A possible lawsuit. I also think that, to be honest with you, it has to do with conscience, people's conscience. Out of the law, people have to deal with their conscience and really say and look at themselves in the mirror and reflect. Did I really tell the best part of this story, or did I make this up because I wanted to get attention?
I think
that you're really never going to get a consequence. I feel like that's one thing that I had to realize, is that I can't expect people to apologize to be me and apologize to me for what they did to me. But I cannot repay that.
Mm-hmm.
If I told a false narrative.
If I'm a businessman, though, or if I'm an educator, you know, I don't even have to be a businessman. I don't have to be famous. But if I'm an educator, and you start a lie on me, you're now jeopardizing my money.
And that's where the law gets into it. Not liable.
But, I mean, yeah, liable gets into it, but what if my job fires me in the middle of me going through a lawsuit to prove that this ain't even my character?
Number one, they can't, because they have to go through the proper channel. Well, it all depends. In a public school setting,
Delaware is an at-will state. In Delaware, they can just let you go.
And then, see, we have a union, we have a union within Maryland. So you cannot, as an educator, you cannot be fired without an investigation. There has to be an investigation. Now, if there is concrete proof. Yeah, you're going to get let go, but there has to be an investigation as an educator, because, I'm, you know, there are some states that, you know, we have a...
It could be a number of things. Hell, I don't even have to be educated. I can work at McDonald's.
I think it's knowing the proper channels to go to. Like I said, I think, you know, lawsuits, but consequences, you're not necessarily going to get a bunch of them. Because unless you fight the person. That's only going to profit your flesh. And that's only going to profit. That's only going to profit you feeling good if you beat somebody up.
Absolutely.
I don't really think you're going to get concrete consequences. And that's the unfortunate part about that. Even reminds me of senators and people who have gone through major scandals and then ruined their careers for the rest of their life. And then we discover, oh, it wasn't true the whole time.
This is the reason I really want to talk about it tonight, because I really wanted to try to get this plea out to people to understand that once someone's life is ruined, they cannot necessarily just go back to the way things used to be. You know, we have young people who are taking their lives over rumors. Over lies. You know, I'm an educator. Maurice is an educator. Both of us are in nonprofit sectors also. And this, you know, let's just look at the realness of it. You know, if you take your life because you a thot. Am I saying take your life? No. But I'm saying if you take your life because of something that you brought onto yourself is different than my child taking their life because of something that you have said that everybody has now believed, and now my child is an outcast and they don't understand what they did to you or why you don't like them so much that you decide to ruin their lives. And
right. It
goes for adults. There are pastors who have committed suicide. There are leaders who have committed suicide just last year alone, based off of the fact of rumors that have spread. Many allegations are saying that even with the situation with Twitch, which I hope is not true, you know, even with that situation, it was based off of things that were said to be about, you know, what was about to happen. There are things that people... you know, not even naming, but other entertainers that have taken their lives because of, and their children, not, so, you know, there are people that have children because of lies that people spread about them. And we have to understand that this thing is real. This thing is real. And in my eyes, you know, for you to just broadly blast somebody on any platform of social media, not just makes you a coward, but it makes you wrong on so many levels, because you're, it's like you have no conscience of them, but yet you want everybody to have a conscience of you. I don't care what the situation is. Relationships didn't work out. They owe you money. I can't tell you how many people owe me money that I know I won't ever see back. You know, but when do we as adults handle things like adults? See, that's my issue with today. We have so many people who are so fast to say how grown they are, but their actions don't show adulthood.
Right.
And I believe the repercussion in my eyes should be, if you go on social media and you broadcast a lie about me, I believe the repercussion is you need to be banned, period. And if for some odd reason another profile pops up with your face on there, then the person who owns the social media site has a reason to prosecute. Absolutely. That means security measures have to be second to none. But at the end of the day, it's either you get banned from social media, or depending on who you're dealing with, you get banned from life.
And that's what happened to President Trump. Like, we know that he was banned from social media, from Facebook and Twitter. He's just now gotten back on Twitter. You know, and there were certain people who were banned and social media because of bad behavior. And now they're just allowing themselves, they're being allowed to come back. I think when we commit frauds like that, that are detrimental to government and life, yes, I think we should be banned. The unfortunate part, though, is, you know, when people lie and don't tell the truth, and we got to figure something out with that. Because, again, like you said, like, it's hard to, for people who've been lied on to recover from situations like that. It's very hard. Not something that's going to happen overnight. And it's not something you're going to you're going to recover from like that. So,
and I
think we need to figure.
If we make all accounts mandatory to be verified, instead of using it as a way of tracking how many followers you have and things like that, if we actually make it you're being verified for security purposes, it would make it so much easier to ban who needs to be banned, because if you have to be verified, you can't just open another account back up, because most verifications have to be done by ID.
Right.
So I think if we make it a little bit more difficult for people to be able to just pop back online and do whatever they want to do, I really feel like it would curb a lot of the foolishness that we see online.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion.
I think we need to figure out, I think we need to address these people who are just like to tell tall tale lies. I think that needs to be addressed. And I think people need to watch what they're saying out of their mouth without having facts.
Absolutely.
Important. And your truth may not be everybody else's truth. Because I feel like that's what's happening with a lot of folks. Like, their truth, they feel like their truth is the truth. And that's not necessarily the case. Like, I've dealt with that. I feel like the person who said those things concerning me was their truth, but it wasn't, it was painted to look like something else.
Like it was the truth.
Yeah, like it was the truth, and it wasn't the truth.
Yeah. And some things
I really believe.
Your truth is your belief. I think that's the other thing, is if you're going to say it's your truth, make sure it's true. Because sometimes your truth is not your truth, it's your belief. Things that are true have factual things behind them. If you call me and say such and such said, then you should have proof that it was said. If it's not their voice, or if it's not a picture of them saying it or typing it to you, then you don't have proof. Why start a rumor if you can't back it up? Because what that makes it look like you're doing is you're trying to separate people from each other because you don't like somebody. So I'm going to now build my whole clique against you because I don't like you. You know, I don't like Maurice because he dressed good. So I'm going to build a whole clique against Maurice. And I'm, you know, well, that ain't even his clothes he wearing. He bought them for his friend. Like, you know, like, I'm just going to start from foolishness. That's dumb. So I feel like if we're going to be grown about the situation, let's be really, really grown about the situation. You know, come to me. You know, Dre, I got this problem with you. You know, Dre, I don't like you because, you know, when you talk, you don't have a filter. Okay, you know, respectfully, I thank you for being real. I don't really care that you don't like me, but at least you had enough common decency to come and say, you know, yo, Dre, I don't like you.
Right. But I think what people do is, again, we talked about this, is they won't confront their real issues because they don't know how to confront people without making stuff up, or don't know how to confront people without confrontation. They're afraid of confrontation. Realize that a lot of people are afraid of confrontation.
Because I'm going to hold you, if you confront me, I'm going to hold you accountable to the part I played, and I'm going to hold myself accountable to the part I played, but I'm going to hold you accountable to the part you played in it.
Yes.
What did you, how did you, how did it affect you? Because you're saying no one stood up for you, no one, so the situation that happened to me was no one stood up for this person. No one, that, how can no one stand up for someone when I left the whole fellowship to protect a person? Like, that made no sense to me. I didn't protect you. Why did I leave? You said made you feel uncomfortable.
But why do I even have to protect you?
Another story. That's another. We'll talk. We'll add that to our list.
Let's just be real. You know, if you're grown, why do you need protection?
Because you felt helpless. Because you felt like everybody was ganging up on you. But it wasn't that everybody was ganging up on you. It's just some of the truth came out, and you had to face the truth of who you were and where you were going. And instead of addressing it with a full with the mask on and off, said
right.
that you were abused or you were taken advantage of, or you were, you know. I can talk about this now and laugh, because like when I think about what I've heard was that they were what was the word they used? And when I hear
they were shamed,
heard,
wasn't it shamed or
no, they were exploited. They were used because they were exploited.
There you go. Yeah, there you go.
And then they were exploited. And so when I heard exploitation to me means something different. And it means to me that you were used for a service you rendered, or that service was rendered. And I feel like as much as I feel, and when I thought about that, I was like, well, what exploitation was going on?
Mm-hmm.
Because your duty was to this. This was your duty. This was what you said that you were going to do. Where was
Absolutely.
Your exploitation? And when we confront, that's what I'm saying, when we confront people, we have to confront them with, what part did you play in this? And I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad about, because there's truly, truly some people that have been hurt, some people that have been exploited, truly some people that have had this happen. But I have to ask myself this question, like, what part was played on everybody's account?
Right.
Because we can't keep going around saying, you were exploited, you were taken advantage of, but you never opened your mouth and said you felt that way. Or you never came to me and said, hey, this is what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, again, I'm just sharing my own personal story, and I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad, but the truth is, we have to learn how to nip these things in the bud, because I feel like people are telling false narratives about people because they want to make themselves look good in the outcome, when it's not anything to look good about. That's not something you want to brag about to people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And my issue is, I just feel like it has to stop. Messiness has to stop somewhere. Why not stop it with you? That's my motto.
Right.
You know, if you know, people already gave you a bad rap, and then you turn around and you sneakily prove it to be true. Let's not forget that the same person that you're damning is the person that had your back when everything was going right in your eyes. when you were getting your way, they were your bro, they were your bae, they were your this, they were your that, they were everything you needed. And it's not that they did anything wrong. It's the simple fact that you didn't get what you wanted from the deal. And then they became everything opposite of how you just defended them 24 hours ago.
I feel like what happens is that we shift feelings and we go into another mode and we want to just make them look like the villain. And we gotta address what part did we play in this. We can't just say they were the villain. Oh my God, this person was bad. This person was the villain. This person was a bad seed, and they were. We want people, because again, it's like I said, it's about playing the victim. It's about getting sympathy.
Yeah.
Some people want sympathy because they want someone to feel for them or feel connected to them, or I was wrong, and in my 48 years, and the thing that I'm coming to my own personal to life is, what part did I play?
Mm-hmm.
Did I hand the person? What options did I give them for them to treat me like this? How could I have corrected when I saw that it was going south? How could I have corrected the situation so it don't go south? Or how could I have gotten out of the situation before it went crazy? You know, those are some of the questions that I've had to ask myself. But those are also some of the questions that I had to really sit with. I had to sit in that.
Mm-hmm.
How did I allow people to treat me, and why did I allow them to treat me? Because at the time, did I know my own value? Did I understand my own value? Does that make sense? Because that's what we're doing. We're looking at value, but I don't think many of us know our own value. And then we get mad at how someone treats us. You know, like you said, like at first they were bad, but then when they did something wrong, then we make them look bad. But what part did I play in how they treated me?
Right. Exactly. And that's my biggest thing. Like, I think we're so quick to point a finger at someone else, but we never understand, as my grandfather would say, that, you know, there's always a finger pointing right back at us.
Right.
So we have to think of a better way, in my eyes, of handling the things that we know aren't right. Like, if I got a problem with you, man up and say you got a problem. Woman up and say you got a problem.
It
doesn't always have to be the food that you make it out to be.
But unfortunately, part that we're going to, that we have to look at, is people are not going to man up and be honest. And so we're going to have to, some of us are going to have to take an L. We're going to have to take an L for. Take an L for that. Because some people just can't say, hey, I was wrong. I know I was wrong. I allowed this to happen. And that's what I had to come to terms with. There's some people, they're just not gonna be able to take the L for it.
Fact.
We're gonna have to either be and move on, or we're gonna have to say to ourselves, "Hey, I love myself enough to walk away from the situation and leave it well, and leave the people and places that I experience right where they are."
Absolutely. Well,
so
that's all I have for this week.
All right. Is it me next week?
It's you next week. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I guess we're going to figure out what we're going to do.
Yeah, we have so many topics. And once again, we thank the fans for listening. We also thank the fans for I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I was a little shaky about this week's topic. And the reason I was a little shaky was because I know that many of the people who are listening fall into the category of the one who plays victim. And I said, you know, how would they feel about this week's topic? Like, because the last thing I really want y'all to think is we talking about y'all.
We're talking about you. But you ain't the only one.
I mean, you're not the only one who does it. And so we're definitely not just talking about you. We're talking about everybody who does it. Because at the end of the day, guess what? All y'all do it. You know, and truth be told, if we think about it, many of us have all done it. But at the end of the day, my concern is somewhere along life, we got to grow up. You know, if you 25 and older and you still playing victim, grow up, you know.
And not grow up, but really mature enough to understand your part that you played in this and how you can fix it so you don't keep. Because if not, you're going to keep going through these cycles.
Yeah. Thank God that it's fixable. Because, you know, the same person that you're trying to alienate from everybody else will be the same person who gains everybody else's love. And then you alienate yourself. Then you got a problem with everybody. Then the problem becomes, I don't like you. I don't like my friends. I don't like the church. I don't like the police. I don't like the person who made my sandwich this morning. I don't like the person who cooked my lunch this afternoon. I don't like the person who made my dinner, because all of them say hi to him. If you got a problem with somebody, cut them off. I cut off so many people, and I don't care how many people went back and became friends with that person again. If I choose to move forward, let me move forward. But at least allow me to live in my peace. You know, if you still talking about something that happened last year, grow up. And then ask yourself sometimes, am I the reason why they so blessed?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes you'll keep your mouth on somebody, and you ain't doing nothing but helping them get to their position that they needed to get to. I tell everybody, keep talking about me. You give me free advertisement. I love it. Mm-hmm. But unwarranted press is different. And it's a difference between something that's printed versus something that's spoken.
Right.
And that's
because
that's
now when you put it out there, they screenshot it, even though they use delete it and take it down, but someone has already seen it, someone's already screenshot. So
by the time it gets taken down, the world done seen it. Absolutely. And then we have a whole nother issue. So, you know, don't ruin somebody else because you're a fool. You know, handle it like a grown person. Say thank you after you get done handling it. You know, but more importantly, if you're not going to handle it like a grown person, you know, sometimes it's better to just shut up. That's how I look at it. So next week is on you, sir. I'm excited for next week.
You're holding around.
And
we'll figure out what it's going to be.
We'll figure out. So that means y'all got to pay attention to our Facebook page and our Blog Talk page to know what next week's topic is going to be. Remember, we are on Facebook, the Brothers Podcast on Facebook, the Brothers Podcast on IG, I believe, also, and the Brothers Podcast on your Blog Talk Radio. You can also see us on or listen to us on Apple Podcast at the Brothers Podcast. You can also listen to us on iHeart Podcast at the Brothers Podcast. So we are invading the airwaves. We are growing. Everybody who has been listening, we thank you. Those who have reached out to my inbox personally and asked about guest hosting and how you can get involved, remember that the airwaves are always open. It was on the all of the media today on how to call in. If you listen to us on Blog Talk, it actually pops up across your screen. So you definitely can call in and get online or on live with us. To our brother from another in the great city of brotherly love, where I'm quite sure they're tearing up everything because that's what Philadelphians do when the Eagles look like they're getting a victory. We miss you tonight, sir, but we love you even the more, and we'll see you on next week. For all everybody out there in listening radio, Blog Talk, podcast land, we are so excited for you, and we cannot wait to be with you on next week. So next week we do have a special time. We will be on at 8 p.m. I'll say it again. Next week we have a special time. We will be on at 8 p.m. for those who are hard of hearing. Next week we will be on at 8 p.m. If you're tuning in at 7:30, you should be waiting. But we will be on at 8 o'clock next week, and we will have the topic broadcast by then. So we just ask that you continue to do what you do. If you got any events coming up, if you want to advertise your business, if you want to advertise your event, if you want to advertise your book or anything that you have that's coming up, please reach out to myself, Maurice, or Javon, and we will let you know exactly how the advertising works on the show. If you have any events coming up and you would like to give away tickets, reach out to us also, and we will happily get people into your doors. Until next week, I'm your boy Andre. That's your boy Maurice.
Howdy do.
And he's your boy Javon, and we will see you on next week's show of the Brothers Podcast.
All right. Good night.